This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies. Just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ah ha ha ha.
It's bit season, couple of regular guys. It's hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season. Happy Super Bowl week. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez. Happy Waste Management Week.
I'm Ryan the Stallion.
Drab hates that bit.
It drives me nuts. I'm so over that bit. First of all, there was never a waste management party, and I still believe there is no waste. There's no waste management party.
What do you mean? You think I'm making this up?
I think you started it as a bit, but it's a Super Bowl party. And that you guys just happen to put on the end of the waste management before the Super Bowl or something like that.
No, we show up for the waste management and we watch it. And then the Super Bowl just happens to be on after the waste management.
Oh, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Happy Waste Management Week. I'm upset.
The crab dip goes out when the leaders tee off.
Hey, why are you a lying liar?
What do you mean?
About the BDK Super Bowl party. I was looking forward to that. I told my wife I was unavailable for the Super Bowl this past weekend. We talked about it last Friday on Bit Season. We did a whole thing about
the BDK party.
Right. Then Valdez comes in on Monday and says, I'm going to a different Super Bowl party. And I flipped out on him. I said, why? And he goes, well, I didn't think you were serious.
Well, I didn't think you were serious.
What? Wait, you, and it was your, wasn't your idea, or maybe it was my idea, but it was our idea together last Friday when Kevin was on, we said, let's do it together. And you go, yeah, I'm all about it. And then you got a hotter chick invited you to prom. And so you dumped me and BDK.
I left you, kicked you to the curb.
For your old girlfriend. And it's a little tilting.
Honestly, I'm not. Hold on. No, this is, it's actually.
And I've been saving this for bit season.
No, he hasn't.
No.
Drab has. Drab was never going to go, but now he gets to make me look like the bad guy.
I was going. Valdez, I was going.
No
I was
chance.
All
no,
about
0%
it.
Chance.
No. It's because that's the kind of party I like. Well, a party with 3 to 4 people.
You can still go.
No. I'm not going to Wacky Jackie's weirdo party.
with
just like weird drinks and weird clothing and people I don't know and things like that.
You're talking about
the good old days and everything. All the Vienna House and all kinds of weird stuff that I'm not.
Selling.
All kinds of stuff that I'm not involved in. I'm tired of being an outsider.
No, he doesn't get any of the inside jokes.
Yeah. That's exactly what I don't want.
No, Drab was never going to go. But now he gets to make me look like the villain.
No, I was into
it. All right, we'll go. Are you going to go to Kevin's?
Just Kevin and I? Yeah. I wanted, that would be weird.
Oh, it'd be
fun. Well, then come to our party.
I know.
It was not our party.
Right? Yeah. Come to the party I was invited to.
No, I don't want to come to your party.
There'll be crab dip.
Not that I don't like those guys. They're all nice guys. That's just not my inner circle.
What do you think's going to happen?
I'd be an outsider.
You wouldn't be an outsider.
I'd be waiting for you to finish a conversation so then I could come back and talk to someone I know. I'll be eating so many finger foods.
You're nervous eating.
Yeah, like I'm nervous eating and wasting time or whatever.
No. Wacky Jackie was very nice. He'll do his bit where he goes, what do you do for a living? Who you are.
Ryan, did you leave last Friday's bit season with any inclination that Valdez thought it was a bit that we weren't going?
Well, I mean, I thought we were all invited to BDK's house. But I will say, if he's going for a female, I respect it.
No.
Well, I mean, I didn't know if it was.
He's using the analogy of I found a hotter chick.
Yeah.
I took it too literal.
Claire doesn't understand analogies.
the hotter chick is the better part.
Then I take that as a slight.
All right, hold on. If you're so serious about going over to Kevin's, all right, for the Super Bowl party.
I thought we...
Did you talk to Kevin about going over?
No, because you told me on Monday.
No, he hasn't talked to Kevin.
Wait, hold on, because you told me on Monday, so the party fell apart. Now, look, I also... Part of our... Kevin is like a... Kevin doesn't hang out with us anymore, and you broke up the bit.
I broke up the Beatles?
Yes. Like, we had a whole opportunity there.
Okay.
Kevin lives in Reston. We never hang out with him.
Okay. Well, why don't we do both parties?
Leave it halftime.
All right, fine. We will. You go to your waste management party and then meet Kevin and I at the Super Bowl party.
I'll go to two parties.
You want me? You want me to text Kevin right now and say, is the Super Bowl party still on?
What's the deal with the Super Bowl party?
All right.
Am I on to something about this where Drab's trying to make me into the bad guy, even though I know deep down he wants to just sit at home and watch it at his house?
Knowing Drab, yes, you do. You want to sit at home and watch a Super Bowl with you and the kids. You're a family man.
No. I would never watch. First of all, you know me less than Valdez. Okay, yeah. You think I want to watch a football game with my toddlers?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was a good family time.
No, they go to bed around kickoff time anyway. So I wanted Valdez was a buffer in case Kevin's was weird. Okay. You know, like
he's upset at me. He's upset at me because he obviously can't go over there alone.
I don't want to go over there alone.
Drab's kind of being whiny right now. Like, honestly, you're being a little whiny about this. Like, you're like, he's not going, so I can't go. This isn't thing one and thing two. You could still go.
I think I have to hang out with AWOD now, which I really don't want to do either.
Yeah, just go. Hey, it'll
AWOD's
be fun.
AWOD's invited over too.
AWOD's invited to Wacky Jackie's.
I have to run it by him, but I'm pretty sure.
If AWOD's coming, I might come.
Wacky really? Jack.
Well, because then that gives me someone to talk to.
Okay, I'll run it by Wacky Jackie.
All right, run it by Jackie. I want everyone to know out there the Valdez upset me. And I've been sitting on it all week.
Are you okay? What do you want? Tell me what you want me to do.
I want you to be loyal to the crew for once.
When do we ever hang out?
We don't. That was the whole thing. You hang out with Jackie every Saturday and Sunday.
Well, then also...
I did golf with him yesterday.
Yeah. Well, Valdez has always been the bro time guy. You've been the one that blows him off. So now you're starting to get a taste of your own medicine.
When have I blown him off?
Well, Valdez has always wanted to have bro time with you. And you're always like, I'm too busy. And now you're getting blown.
Hey, I like how Drab thought he was coming into this with the upper hand. And now he's being ganged up on.
Well, I think the listeners are on my side.
I mean, Like, well, I don't know why. You just struck me the wrong way. You're coming off a little whiny.
How many times has John from Mechanicsville invited you to his bonfire?
Yeah, but here's the difference.
And you never show up.
Oh, yeah, of course. But I tell him no immediately. Immediately, no. Okay? That's the thing. I didn't say yes and then string it out for 5 days and then cancel.
No, I said yes, and then there was no development.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's called the weekend, pal. There aren't a lot of developments over the weekend when we aren't talking to each other.
There was no development. What did Trav say about the weekend? He goes, I don't want you. I don't want to be around you. I see you enough during the week. Now all of a sudden he's crying because he won't see me on Sunday.
That's a true line. Like you did say
for,
that
for a one off for the Super Bowl.
I mean, how many times you talk sports with Valdez 4 hours for 5 days a week?
First of all, like,
we don't talk sports in there.
There's ESPN on and the TV or something. You watch sports together a lot. That's the moral of the story.
Watch sports.
I'm sorry.
Very limited sports conversation.
No, unless a lot of complaining about our lives.
If Valdez starts talking about the Ravens offensive coordinator's hiring search, and then my eyes roll into the back of my head, then he's upset about that. All right, well.
Sorry, Drab.
I guess I'll be watching by myself, which is probably deep down maybe what I want anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, hold on. Also, Drab's talking about being around all these weirdos. Didn't we invite Biddies to go over
to Kevin's
too?
Yeah, they're a bunch of weirdos. They're a bunch of radio listeners.
They'll fit right in with us.
I'm a weirdo. I'm the weirdest guy.
And, yeah, but he's concerned about being around randos and weirdos, and I'm supposed to be this buffer. And then we go ahead.
Everybody has a little tint of social anxiety disorder.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and mine more so comes in if I'm at like a big gathering and I don't have a buddy to talk to.
I get that.
You know, whereas right. just like.
Do I need to? Put
I don't
you
like
on,
to mingle with strangers.
Do I need to put you on the a group chat with Wacky Jackie so you can get the invite firsthand?
It's, no.
It's and like, are you being serious about AY?
It's like going to a bachelor party and you're the one friend there that doesn't know everybody else that went to high school together, and it's literally the worst time ever. That's Wacky Jackie's Super Bowl party. Okay?
There would be crab dip.
Right.
Charcuterie.
Either would be strippers. If there's strippers, I might come.
I don't think his wife will allow that.
Oh, is she the Costa Rican one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She's very strict.
The Costa Rican one.
All right. Well, hey, you know what, comrade? I did like the Super Bowl topic on the food topic on the Junkies this week.
Oh, about the
where they
meatballs.
Went over all the food that was served at Super Bowl parties. We printed out a story for them, and it turned out that meatballs was the number one Super Bowl food, which I don't even know if I've had meatballs. I know they're at a lot of Super Bowl parties.
Well, meatballs are butt easy because what you do is you just buy the frozen ones and put them in a slow cooker. And then they're just there for everyone to grab. Throw
meatballs
on a plate.
Are kind of nubs.
Meatballs?
Yeah.
They're fine.
They're fine.
I think you have to grill them. Like, I don't like meatballs when they're
What I do with my meatballs? I buy like the silly package in the meat section.
Yeah.
I don't get the frozen ones. I get like the fresh ones.
You frozen meatballs are nubs.
Yeah. The fresh ones that are in the meat section of your Giant.
You make your own.
Mm-hmm.
They're already pre-made, but they're not frozen.
Oh, okay.
So I get those and I put them in an air fryer.
Oh,
silly.
You would love that. And have them with some marinara. Make a side Italian salad. Boom, that's dinner.
I don't think
I eat my kids' meatballs. I guess a lot.
You think you think meatballs are kiddie, or you have a beef with it being number one?
I have a beef.
I need to do that. Hey, you know what I have a beef with?
What?
I have a beef with JP.
Oh, God. Yeah, right.
Finally, someone besides me. All right, what's your beef?
My beef is we present this list to the Junks, and we're going over it. JP is so effing stubborn.
This is classic JP. If you guys like want to get into like, what makes people tick and how they work, this is actually a classic JP.
JP thought he nailed pizza being on the list. And then when Cakes gave him the old Red X that pizza is not on the Super Bowl it's favorite not a, foods list.
It's not a top 10 food served at Super Bowls.
Right. That JP has to go out of his way to Google a list that came out this year that has pizza on it.
He had to find his own list of Super Bowl foods with pizza on it.
Yeah, with pizza listed. And a dessert.
And a dessert,
Because he said they need to have brownies or something like that, dessert.
It's classic JP. Can't be wrong. We'll fight you to the death until he's proven correct.
Yes. Instead of us talking
just riffing about
meatballs, Swedish meatballs, hummus, why Lurch doesn't like guac, JP's got to go find his own list that validates his point.
Yeah, that's
I'm sorry. That grinded my gears.
Hey, but I will say, hummus is not at a Super Bowl party more than pizza.
Yeah, no chance. No chance.
Yeah, but is this by popularity?
By popularity. Remember, meatballs was the most popular Super Bowl food.
Popular in terms of quality or quantity?
Quantity, I think. Like most served. Every Super Bowl party you go to has meatballs.
There's no.
That's what the story was.
I thought it was in terms of like what people like taste.
No, everybody loves pizza. Pizza would be number one.
Pizza's not a Super Bowl food. It gets cold.
Yeah.
It's not really like an appetizer. Super Bowl parties are appetizers. Like my crab dip that I'm going to make.
Finger foods. Majors.
Charcuterie that Jack's wife is going to make.
Pigs in a blanket.
She does the silly salami roses.
Hey, this is you making the hot crab dip?
Yeah.
I forgot. That's your Super Bowl food. You made that for me like last year. It was pretty good.
Shocking. I made it for him.
There we go. Well, we went our separate ways. You brought it in here.
I did.
Yeah, and I took it over, and I think it was a big hit.
Where did you take it?
Well, I took it over to my in-laws because they're from Cincinnati, so they're big Bengals fans.
Oh, yes.
So
Why was I not invited to this?
You want to watch the Super Bowl with me and my father-in-law? Okay. Didn't think so.
No, I was just pulling a drab, doing fake outrage.
Yeah, well, Clary, what are your plans for Sunday?
Honestly, this is kind of sad. It's just me and my family, and I'm perfectly okay with that because I'm going to be eating my mom's food. We're going to have pigs in a blanket. I love that. Wings.
Wait, are you going to make them yourself with the Pillsbury?
No, I'm going to.
Crescent rolls?
I'm going to be gone all day and I'll come by 6.
Do you make anything?
No, homemade though.
Oh, yeah. She does all that homemade stuff.
I actually, you know what I thought about Clary? Clary should be watching the Super Bowl at the strip club.
There was an invite out for that, but I think I'm going to pass on that this week. I think I'm going to stick at home, eat some food. Get some drinks for free.
Hey, what's your favorite? What's your favorite Super Bowl food?
Oh, pigs in a blanket.
I
have like 20 of them in one plate, and I'll just pop.
Hey, do you know what should be a? I don't think it was on the list, but it's so underrated.
What?
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. You got me intrigued here.
Like you know, like those big like Bavarian pretzels. With like the
big hard pretzels,
yeah.
not the hard ones. They're soft. They're like enormous pretzels. But you have like 10 different things to dip them in. You have the cheese. You have like a horseradish,
Dijon mustard. Yeah,
and but how do you make those?
You don't. You buy
the dough and then you bake it. Right?
I don't know.
Or you order them from a brewery. Those are huge at breweries.
Pretzels are boiled.
Oh, okay.
Then baked, I believe.
All right. I don't know. You get the dough and you make your own. You make your own pretzels, right?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. How often do you see people making their own pretzels?
People do it.
Commercial kitchen.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have all of those. I would advocate for a pretzel bar, where you have the different dipping sauces. That you dip your pretzel in. You can have a crab dip because you have crab dip pretzels. They sell those. They make those. You have the cheese, the beer cheese,
the buffalo chicken dip.
Yeah,
dip it in buffalo chicken dip.
Why is Lurch so obsessed with buffalo chicken dip?
I don't know. That's a good question.
He does love it. He's been talking about it all the time.
You're not with me with the pretzels.
I like pretzels,
but don't you think that should be?
I just think they're hard to make. I think soft, hot pretzels are hard to make. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't. Are they? It's just dough. It's like making bread.
I don't know. I think maybe to get the consistency perfect, hard on the outside, soft on the inside. Like, how often do you see people making bagels at home?
Well, okay.
Not a lot.
All right. That's a good point.
Just dough.
Cream cheese, that's another thing you could dip it in. That's what my perfect Super Bowl party appetizer would be. Just a bunch of pretzels with the various dipping sauces.
Out of all
you're
the
not,
good
you're
foods.
Not, Drab's not into it, or he's thinking very hard.
I'm not a big pretzel guy.
You mean like when you go to a baseball game, you don't like a nut?
Never pretzel. Would ever buy a pretzel. I also didn't like, when did hot dogs come up? This week on the show, and they were hot dogs at the movie theater. I never got a chance to say that I love a hot dog at a movie theater.
Like a movie theater.
What's
hot
wrong
dog?
With a hot dog at a movie theater? I think they were joning on JP, and I'm gonna have JP's back on this one. You don't have to only eat popcorn or candy at the movie theater. First of all, Alamo Drafthouse kills it with their menu, and the waiter comes to your table, and you can order burgers now and fries and all kinds of stuff. But I love the good old-fashioned tinfoil hot dog from the AMC theater that's been rolling around for a couple hours.
Unless you're like Lloyd Braun, and you eat one that's been expired for years and years.
There's your Seinfeld reference.
Yes.
You never had one?
I've never had a hot dog in a movie theater. Did you know, there's a place in Pasadena. I don't know if it's still there. But growing up, we used to go there a lot. That's when they used to have the second run movies. So like the movies that would be in theaters for 6 to 8 months and then all of a sudden got old, they went to this theater afterwards.
So this is where you go watch Top Gun for a dollar or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think back in the day, it was $3, $3 or $4 to go see these movies.
It's kind of steep for a second run theater.
It was at Jumper's Hole Road. But did you know on Mondays, it was a BYOB Monday? Not booze, bring your own bag.
Bag of what?
You brought your own bag in and they filled it up with popcorn on site on Mondays. It was silly.
That is kind of silly.
Just buy a ticket.
My dad went in with a trash bag one. All right. He got that sucker full, and me and my brother, we were eating movie theater popcorn for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I've been to those second run theater popcorn theaters. They always have Nubs popcorn. It's never the silly Regal popcorn with this awesome butter sauce. It's you got to have the right popper. The top end theaters have the expensive poppers.
Hey, if we went over to Kevin's for the Super Bowl party,
doesn't he have his own popcorn maker?
I would expect movie theater quality popcorn to be served at his Super Bowl.
You know
what?
I'm gonna text Kevin.
I thought you just did.
Yeah.
I put my phone down. Hey, I bail.
Drab's faking about it, right? Drab's so faking about this party.
I'm telling you, if it was the three of us, I would have loved it. I'm a little hesitant with just hanging out with Kevin, who I know is faking the sports thing that he's doing. Whatever's going on. I want to know what's going on in Kevin's life. He's all of a sudden a sports fan. But I don't really want to get to the bottom of it by myself. All right.
All right.
We will then. Second theater pop. Have you ever been to one of those?
Yeah, they have one at University Mall right across the street from Mason. They do. I don't know if it's still open, but I know
it
used to
be. Is that where the Best Buy is?
There is a Best Buy around there, but no, that's actually Fair City Mall. That's Fair City Mall that you're thinking of. This one is down towards Mason, down Braddock Road a little bit.
But that's just for the college students, pretty much.
No, you could go anytime. Anyone could go in there. At least that's what it used to be. And it was kind of like a similar bit to where it was like cheap candy, cheap soda.
Movies that are already on Netflix.
Yeah.
So Kevin told me years ago when Kevin was just starting out his movie reviewing business, he said that movie theaters never stop you from bringing food in. And he says, and one time...
Is that an old wives' tale?
It's an old wives' tale. Maybe nobody ever thinks about it. But Kevin and I went to AMC at Tyson's one time, the big silly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He ordered a pizza, and then they brought the pizza to the front of the movie theater.
Like Domino's?
What? Yes. Or maybe he went outside and got it. I don't remember. But walked it right in, right by the main ticket taker.
Yeah, but is that because Kevin is a movie royalty?
No, they didn't know any. They didn't know any better at the time.
So you don't have to hide any of this stuff in.
That's what he said.
You probably can't bring your own booze in.
No, you can't bring in booze. But I've snuck in. I remember when my wife and I first started dating. She snuck in a giant calzone in her purse.
one of the reasons I fell in love with her.
I can see why you married her. Hey, I had a whole foot long in my pants from Subway, not my penis.
Oh, like you're telling the truth?
What?
You actually snuck in a Subway?
Yeah, I had a Subway sandwich lodged in my belt, right in my pressed against my stomach. It didn't turn out well because it was an Italian BMT, and all the oil and vinegar ran down into my pants.
Hey, what do you guys think of the seating pricing that we talked about on the Junks this week at movie theaters? Why would they do that when they're struggling so much to get people in the theater at all? Why are they doing this bit? And I don't necessarily even disagree with them. Like, I can't name you any other place that has like general admission for some sort of event.
Right.
Like, it's not really like you go to like a high school basketball game or something, generally general admission. So in theory, it makes sense. Like, the better seats should cost more money in a movie theater. But the precedent has already been set.
Yes. First come, first serve. I don't like the fact that people can come 15 minutes into the movie and go sit in the middle. Don't like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Especially as someone who's punctual to movies.
I know, but they've already done the reserve your seat thing for a long time. But they always just, every seat costs the same.
I don't mind the reserve. I guess I do have a problem with the reserve seating.
You want it? Because, yeah, I know. Because Valdez is like, wants to get everywhere 2 hours early.
I'm always early.
Mm-hmm. I like to sit. I told you guys, I'm a big go to the movies by myself guy.
Mm-hmm.
I like to sit in the back left. And I like to scope out the place in case there's a shooter. That's my first priority.
I always sit on the end just for that. I I want to sit on the end in case I have to go to the bathroom. But really, I sit on the end in case there's a movie shooter.
Well, I have an exact seat that I sit in.
And the reason why
I do too. Is because think about when you go to movie theater. You know the big tunnel that goes in and then you have to turn right usually? So I sit on... above the tunnel. So if a shooter comes in and this is horrific. Start shooting people. I jump over the railing, drop down 15 feet into the tunnel, and I'm out the door. I break my legs. But I saved my life.
And then your wife looks around going,
I go to movies with my wife. I go to movies by myself.
Then your wife is holding your twins.
Welcome for that life-saving advice
I just gave you. I sit on the left side, so facing the screen, I'm the left side.
Me too.
Second to last row.
Similar to where I sit.
That's where I sit.
We're sitting in the same section. Just know, though, when the shooter comes in, jump over into the tunnel, okay?
So everyone knows, Drab isn't going to try and land on the shooter and save everybody. he's jumping over the tunnel.
I'm too far away.
He can be Speedy Gonzalez out of the movie theater.
I'm too far away.
While everyone gets blasted.
No, the shooter's 30 feet away. You know, he's at the front of the theater, like by the first row seating or whatever it is.
Well, what if he just turns in the tunnel? And then you're pummeled because you have two broken legs.
No,
you
can't. He's occupied with the main part of the theater.
He's gonna hear some big thump.
This is a horrific.
I'm just
telling you, that's my mindset. That's my first priority when I go into a theater. Also, I have a tiny bladder. And I take a lot of leaks.
Have you ever sat in the front row before?
Yeah. Back in the day,
I've only sat once in the front row.
No, probably 10 times in my life.
10 times.
Yeah.
Well, how are you sitting in the front row 10 times? I'll never forget it. I saw The Mummy in theaters, and I couldn't take it. My neck was killing me for 3 days afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, no, you adjust. After like 15 minutes, you adjust to the sight line.
It was impossible to see the love story between Imhotep and Anax and Amun.
Was that The Mummy?
I think those were their names. But it crushed my neck for 3 days. I can't believe you. And it pummeled your eyes.
That's true. I think you adjust.
I don't like it. I don't like it, but you can adjust.
Oh, are you just showing up late? Is that why you're sitting in the
back in the day before they had the...
Choose your seat.
Choose your seat.
I never choose my seat.
Hey, getting back to the theater shooting,
I can also talk about these kind of things because I survived a theater bombing. Hey, keep that in mind.
Dreb is a theater survivor.
I'm a survivor of a theater bombing.
I actually didn't even know this.
Yes, it's how I met Nikki Burdine. She was always mentioned on the Junkies. In 2012, I was at Tyson's with Bodie and JC Toro and a couple other guys. Junket Lauren, I think, was there.
What movie
were we were watching? See? Godzilla, the one with Bryan Cranston. And we're sitting there, and there was a giant explosion in the middle of in the theater right by us.
Was it a bomb?
It was a bottle bomb, turned out. Okay.
What's a bottle bomb?
Chemical warfare.
Someone had some pop rocks in a soda.
So it was like the third time it happened, or maybe ours was the first. I don't know. It happened a few different times where somebody like rolled in a 2-liter bottle with some sort of liquid and chemicals in it.
I know that, yeah.
And it exploded in the theater. And when I say exploded, I mean sound like a bomb went off.
We used to make those in the neighborhood, man. Those were legit. But
you're a terrorist.
No. They weren't like legit bombs where it's like hurting people. They just blow up the bottle. It was like a fun little thing.
What was in it?
Like laundry detergent, bleach. You had tinfoil.
It did smell.
Tinfoil balls in there. And then there was some extra chemical. Like,
that's called a pipe bomb.
No, it's not. It doesn't hurt anything. And you just put it in the middle of the street and it blows up. And it's like a cool explosion. As like a 12-year-old science experiment, it was awesome.
Those aren't science experiments, but putting baking powder into a volcano is a science
experiment. No, it's not. But hey, I survived the earthquake back at the AMC Tyson's. I was in there watching Planet of the Apes, so we're both survivors, you know? In the middle of the theater, 6.0
was natural.
Hey, did you think that was Did you think that was the 4D seating?
You know, that's what we thought at first. That's what we thought at first.
All the chairs move. Yeah. It's like when Dr. Zayas comes out.
That's what we thought at first.
Hey, hold on. Before you skipped over the best part of the story.
What?
With your Nikki Burdine connection.
No. What about it?
You being interviewed.
I tweeted about it, I believe. Nikki Burdine slid into my DMs.
Mm-hmm.
This was before she was married. And I don't know. And she asked to meet. And then we met up in Shirlington, where I lived at the time. And she interviewed me. And at the end, she told me I was a natural interview. Or a natural talker or something like that.
Was Nikki Burdine hitting on you?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh.
And then I told her I was in radio, and then she swooned a little bit, and then I don't know if she ever came on the show.
Did you show up
in like a neck brace and like an ankle? Yeah. You're like, oh gosh.
There's video of it somewhere out there, screenshots.
I gotta watch that.
And then she came to like a few Junkies sundress parties.
She became friends with the show.
Yeah.
She became a long running joke. She's not the joke, but
yeah, the joke
a
was
the drab, joke with
drab
the show.
Got size for Nikki Burdine. Yeah. That was, I guess, the long running joke on the show. Hey, so Ryan's
it's not a real joke, but
Ryan's talking about what kind of mischief did you guys get into when you were preteens or early time? So I never did big explosion stuff, but I was a massive pyromaniac.
Massive.
There's always a pyro stage when you're a kid. I used to do that all the time. I used to burn paper. Like in my room.
Yeah.
Did you ever put roly polies in an envelope and seal the envelope and light the envelope on fire?
I
definitely used to get backyard ants and front yard ants and put them in the same container and watch them fight.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Hey, being a boy is the best. That's what boys will be.
You know, all these people that scream girl dad all the time, they're just overcompensating because they wish they had a boy.
Well, no comment. I want to get the boys together one day and we just have a fire day. You know, like we go out and we buy aerosol cans again. We make flamethrowers.
Oh, yeah. Those are the days.
we burn twigs and all kinds of.
Shoot Roman candles at each other.
You know, get the gas tank out and get the gas tank out. Well, one time we caught the gas tank on fire once. That was scary.
that's literally a bomb.
There's a panic in the backyard. You know that one time my little brother, world's biggest idiot, love him, but...
How old was we were?
He was too old to be doing this at the time. Well, we had a bunch of fireworks and black cats and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we had a poop bucket in the backyard for our dog, our golden retriever, Alex. Okay.
Good thing you clarified the dog, because I didn't know. Like, I don't know. You guys are hippies and just in a bucket.
No. Every weekend, my dad liked to,
using it for compost.
No. My dad loved to clean lawn. You know, so we had to go out there every weekend and scoop up the poop from the entire week.
My childhood dog, we just threw it over the fence in the other neighbor's yard.
Sure, we probably did that a few times too. So we had a 5-gallon bucket filled with poop, like over the months, and so
you're
just
making me sick. Okay. Right
it turns into just this slug of crap, right?
Dude, you're gonna make me throw up.
Okay. So one time,
no,
my brother
made me throw up.
No. Was throwing black cats around, and for whatever reason, he threw a bunch of them inside the poop bucket. And of course,
I'm saying poop bucket.
the poop bucket exploded and covered my little brother in head to toe in dog runny, nasty dog.
You're a baby puke.
Hey, you know when you die and your life flashes in front of your eyes?
Yeah.
My brother sliding open the back door, covered in dog poop, with no skin even showing, just all poop. Just the only thing I could see were his eyeballs.
like Arnold the Predator.
One of my last memories of my life. What an idiot.
That's crazy. That is insane.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
All right, we got more junkie stuff to get into, but also Valdez.
Oh yeah, we got to talk about my week.
Valdez had a wild weekend and a wild week. We want to get more into that. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAFGiving360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. Before we continue the show, I want to remind you guys, as I am drinking right now, check out our friends at Don't Sleep.
I have mine.
We love Don't Sleep. Mike dropped off some more this week, and now everybody from the radio station is going into our office and drinking them all the time. Everybody, yes. The 980 guys. So everybody loves Don't Sleep. You guys got to check it out. Go to don'tsleepenergy.com and check them out on social media at Don't Sleep Energy. Don't Sleep contains premium ingredients, caffeine, taurine, and B group vitamins. Use the promo code BIDDIES when you check out at don'tsleepenergy.com. You get 10% off every order. Don'tsleepenergy.com. We love it here on the show. Keeps us fueled up after the junkies and during the junkies and on our drive home, all kinds of stuff. So
before your workout.
Yep. Before CrossFit. Love Don't Sleep. Check them out at don'tsleepenergy.com. So you guys heard on the show this week, Valdez had a wild few days chasing down the
being a gumshoe detective. Finding my AirPods.
Yeah, but your week actually kind of got off to maybe not wild, but just like you just had an up and down week because you had a family member pass away last week.
Oh,
and
yeah?
You spent the weekend in Baltimore, Pasadena, your parents' house, going to the funeral and the services, and you said that.
I had a lot of thoughts about this.
Every time you go home, you're kind of reminded just how different Pasadena is than everywhere else.
Pasadena is another world. A lot of people don't realize that. We might need to do a live broadcast
on from Pasadena on the Magathy.
Yeah,
on the Magathy. What's our bar there called?
The Point?
The Point, yeah. You roll up to the Point in the...
Well, that one's not in Pasadena.
Oh,
but that's the one we can boat to.
Okay, well, that's the one I want to boat to, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the one that Dave Grohl goes to.
Oh, yeah, Dave Grohl. Famous Anne Arundel president.
I think he was boating in Annapolis. I had to go take a piss and stop by. But yeah, I had a family member pass away this past week. Well, not this past weekend, but the services... the wake was Friday and the funeral was Saturday. So
your dad's brother?
Dad's brother.
Major bummer.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate you, Drab, for saying that my family does it right by holding funerals on Saturdays.
Yes.
For whatever reason, I wasn't, because most funerals are on Mondays, and it's just a terrible way to start the week.
Awful.
You get out of work, but...
Hey, you got a case of the Mondays? Yeah, my uncle just died. Right. I also appreciate Drab from asking me to tell my mother who's mourning the loss if she can make her homemade peanut butter bars while I'm there.
It's been a while since I've had them.
they're actually extra salty from the tears that went into the bowl.
Oh, God.
She does make a great oatmeal peanut butter cookie or whatever at bar.
I noticed
he didn't bring any in on Monday, though. So unfortunately, it didn't happen.
I felt sheepish asking.
All right, so what happened? Right, what happened at the funeral?
Also, I told Drab when I got back on Monday that I said, I want Drab to be in charge of my funeral. So I told him I have a lot of requests.
What a compliment.
Yeah.
Isn't that the highest honor?
That's actually really good.
Valdez has like a massive crush on me this week. He wants me to oversee his funeral. He's called me a genius 4 different times on air this week. Someone needs to figure out what's going on.
I need to find a thesaurus. That's what I need. Except use the word.
Am I in charge of your funeral?
You're in charge of my funeral because I've laid out everything I want to you. After going to my uncle's wake and funeral, I am very upset at I don't know if it's just a Pasadena thing or if it's a society thing, but I feel like suits need to be worn at funerals. And I packed 2 suits, one for the wake, one for the funeral, black one for the funeral, a navy blue one for the wake. But
Was there a memo that was sent out that said
no memo
that said Bobby wants to Bobby loved Hawaii, everybody wear Hawaii shirts or something like that?
No, nothing like that.
Okay, because sometimes like that happens at funerals,
right? But
there's a theme.
The theme is sobbing.
The theme was death. Yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah.
It was a heaven and hell party.
All right, so no theme.
We had a white party.
No theme. All right.
So no theme. And I'll be damned if my Uncle Kenny didn't show up to the wake wearing his finest nighttime black Ravens jersey.
He wore his formal Ravens jersey.
He wore
his black tie Ravens jersey.
And the worst part about it is that the jersey was of Chuck Clark. The most nondescript safety imaginable.
He couldn't wear the Ray Lewis one or an Ed Reed
or a classic or anything like that. He's got an all black Chuck Clark jersey on, walking around glad handing with all the other family members and saying my condolences.
It looked
like he just got back from M&T Bank Stadium.
All right, but how many people were in suits?
Three.
What? Oh, three people were in suits.
Three people.
What was Bob Myers wearing?
Bob Myers suit.
Oh, okay.
Family
good.
Member right. suit. His son-in-law, the husband of his daughter.
Yeah.
Suit. Me. Suit.
Okay.
Everyone else, hey dudes. There was a point during the funeral.
Wait, was somebody really wearing hey dudes?
So, you think I'm joking? Yeah.
Somebody was wearing.
Someone had
loafer like beach dock shoes or whatever you call them.
Someone had Under Armour track pants and black hey dudes. You think I'm kidding?
I do like that everyone's wearing black.
Yeah. There was one person. I swear this was during the wake, so mm-hmm. it wasn't during the funeral.
All right.
That had a cowboy hat. They look like who's the WWE announcer, the J.R. Ross dude.
Jim Layfield, Bradshaw.
Yeah, he had a cowboy hat and a black shirt that said security on the back.
Okay.
All right.
He looked like
he was working at Cancun Cantina.
All right, well, I was gonna say, cowboy hats can be classy.
Yeah.
No. This wasn't a Dutton cowboy hat.
Okay, but like you go to the CMT Awards or something.
I'll tell you what, he didn't look like Tim McGraw.
Okay, all right.
But I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Funerals mean suits. And I don't like the fact that I had family members showing up dressed slovenly to my uncle's funeral.
It's a little insulting.
It's trashy.
But was your uncle trashy? Okay. Yeah. I don't want to insult you. Barely, passed away. But was he a little trashy? Did he live that lifestyle?
He had a place in Ocean City. Let's just say that.
Okay.
All right. But you should not be sending flower arrangements that are purple, that are raven, that are raven themed. Hey, my uncle, mm-hmm. If my parents are listening, please know that I cope through this with using humor.
Of course, I think they figured that out.
Yeah. And also, if you're listening, stop listening. I've told you 10,000 times.
They're not listening to bit season.
This is how I cope. But my uncle fancied himself a singer. He was right. in the band Hump Day.
Should I know that band?
No. It's just a cover band that sings Tom Petty songs.
I love that.
All right. He just goes to bars and sings. But he fancies himself a singer.
All right, a hobby.
All right, mm-hmm. hobby. My uncle, this is why I love him so much.
Mm-hmm.
He was buried with his microphone.
I love that.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. He had a rosary in one hand and his microphone in the other.
Hey, that's quite the combo.
That's awesome.
And then you drab as my funeral director.
Uh-huh.
I want a microphone in my coffin to symbolize the days in radio.
Okay, do you want like a radio microphone like perfectly positioned.
I told my brother. He put headphones on my corpse. I told my brother. I looked over and I saw that microphone that he was clutching.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Mike, my brother's name, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Rick's holding $1,000 microphone right now. he had a silly studio mic.
Oh, yeah. It was like a silly shirt.
I thought literally about prying it out of his cold, dead hand.
Why wouldn't they just put in like a little Nubs handheld?
Yeah.
With like the gold guitar center.
Yeah. And sell the $1,000 one at the state sale.
Yeah. I said, this would be good for remotes.
Yeah. Roger could use it.
The radio station.
So, but all in all.
Hey, is that a thing being buried with your favorite toys and all that?
Toys.
Knickknacks and stuff like that.
Like hobbies and stuff. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I think so. Like you have a baseball card you cherish.
Or
maybe
a jersey.
A picture of the family that you mm-hmm. cherish that's on your desk
okay.
at work.
I know one thing.
Uncle Kenny's wild. He needs to stop planning our Kentucky Derby trip at a funeral.
Wait, so
the time and place.
Is Amazing Grace playing and he's showing you the sheets?
he has bagpipes playing and he's asking if I use the Daily Racing Forum or the Rags when I'm looking at my wife. I don't need him to brag about hitting the Breeders and Pegasus this year. Before we go to Laurel Hill, or not Laurel, Laurel Racetrack.
Mm.
Also, he needs to stop making political jokes.
What was he doing? Like, let's go, Brandon.
He's doing. No, we're riding through the cemetery.
Yeah.
All right, in the car because we got to go because his car. Shockingly, his car's broken down, and we got to give him a ride to the cemetery.
You're in a funeral procession.
If you were in the funeral procession, and we're riding through Glen Haven,
mm-hmm.
all right, and he needs to, and he's pointing around at all of these flowers on the ground and saying, look at all these Biden voters.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
What?
He's talking about rigged elections. He's doing rigged election shit at a funeral.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, maybe he copes with humor.
He might be cut from the same cloth.
Yeah,
I'm not saying politically. I'm saying we cope with death.
Yeah. All right. So Valdez also wants to be buried with a microphone.
Claire, and headphones.
What do you want to be buried with? What's your
flashlight?
Yeah. See, I was going to say the low hanging. Fruit, everyone's like, oh, a fleshlight. I think, oh man, you're putting me on the spot. You know what? I think I'm the best call screener out there. Give me the VX phone that I screen calls with in my right hand. I think I'd be pretty silly. I think I'd be pretty fine with that.
You realize you just insulted me.
I know. It's fine.
Drab face itself is the best phone screener.
I put a few stinkers through.
We all do.
Hey, can I tell you something? When you hear a crappy caller on the Junkies, it's Eric Bickle's fault.
Not your fault.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. The lady Wanda on the air today, that was EB's fault.
I know. Why? Wanda, too.
Why? Explain how it was his
fault. Okay, so I guess technically at the end of the day, I am the gatekeeper, mm-hmm. so I can hang up on these people no matter what. And I should have hung up on Wanda today. But I know the system. I know how much time is left in the segment and if we're going to get to a caller or not. So there's four callers in front of Wanda, who is a terrible caller, mm-hmm. but she was nice. If you're nice to me and you're just like kind of out of it, sometimes I'll just put you on hold and I'll leave you what I say on yellow.
Yep.
And it's Eric, like being left on red.
Okay. Yes. And that means don't answer. Yellow means don't answer. Green means go, right? Because she's good to go. Eric knows this. Wanda is on yellow, means it's not screened or it's not ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Eric just goes, all right, this person dropped off. Let's go to Wanda. And I'm like, oh my God. There's like 10 seconds left in the segment. And then mm-hmm. she gets on the air and she starts saying something about Sam Howell's nickname was...
Is Frodo Baggins?
Or something.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings shtick because he's Frodo's backup. She said some horrible story on...
awful thing.
But she was so old and so nice on hold.
Here's the problem.
And then Eric blames me.
No, here's the problem. The problem is partly Eric, but it's also partly JP and Jason. You want to know why?
Why?
Because they have the phone. The phone.
Oh, I know. They always go. Okay. Let's go to a call.
Yeah, and so they can see them that are on the line, but they also can't see any of the colors.
And they can't see the comments.
Up,
and all
they stuff. Only come up on the call screen. They can't see the comments. They just see the caller and the and where they're calling from. So they think they have something in the chamber when they don't.
Because
then all of a sudden they put the pressure on Eric to go to it.
The description
it's part of the problem.
The description was
not absolving Eric completely.
Keep in mind, the entire bar she was on was yellow, and it said Wanda, old lady. That's what the description was. Eric goes, "Oh, okay, let's put her on the air."
He thought it said Wanda, old town.
I don't know. So maybe Ryan's the best phone screener.
Nah, that was kind of tongue-in-cheek. Like, I'll give it to you, but I will say I'm kind of elite. And my skills to where I drop them off, I kill them with kindness. The people that I turn down, they love me even more than the people that get on the air.
What's your game? Let me hear your
Well, I can't do it because I'm sure there's probably some biddies out there I've done the shtick with.
Okay, good call.
I kill them with kindness,
Why don't you just
man.
Tell them what like, we tell Peter from Burke?
Well, Peter, this is what I do.
You're a good listener.
It's not your day, Peter. Tomorrow's not looking so good either.
This is what I do, actually. I'll give it away. I'll be like, oh, that's a great idea. I was like, you know, I'm going to let the guys know. Thanks for the call. And then I'll drop them before I can even get the chance.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I always say, I'll pass it along.
I'll get in their
know.
Ears.
No, that was my saying. I'll let the guys know. Hey, speaking of calls, you know who called me right before the show? AWOD.
Called you before bit season?
Yeah, called me before bit season.
What did he say?
I'm upset.
Why?
Because you took my Gatorade thing.
What Gatorade thing?
AWOD called me and said, hey, do you have any insight on the Gatorade color at the end of the Super Bowl?
I gave you credit. Here's why I took. Can I tell you why I took it?
Tell me why.
You blew your wad on another prop. You were in there barking about offensive lineman touchdowns or some stupid crap, and I kept waiting and waiting for Valdez to do his annual Gatorade
breakdown,
and it wasn't coming. And there was like a couple minutes left in the segment, so I finally said, okay, I'll take the lead on this one, Valdez. And I prefaced the whole thing with, this is Valdez's favorite bit. What's the Gatorade color? And I said, I believe I have some extra insight into it.
He stole my Gatorade.
I one-upped you.
You did.
Right, because you, and I go, some guys out there like to look at what color it was in the AFC Championship game, which is Valdez's line every year. And then I one-upped him with more insider information.
Hey, we can actually find this out.
Why?
B. Mitch has his ties with Andy Reid and the Eagles. I say we get with B. Mitch, who's in Arizona, and we're going to figure this thing out. That's what I've been thinking all week.
Just wait. Hold on.
But you didn't hear what I said on the show today. There's three different colors on the table. They don't even know which color they're picking up when they dump them on it.
Well, there we go. You can place three different bets. Here we go. We're going to cash out.
Ryan, have you passed your math class yet?
That's the same thing Lurch said.
I failed calculus twice.
You better all of them.
Yeah, I failed it twice.
But hold on. But you don't know this. So Drab took my Gatorade thing because I took his Anthony Richardson thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Valdez is on my S list for a lot of reasons, but mostly because he knows that I'm an Anthony Richardson fan.
And I
had pumped him up a couple times,
mm-hmm. and I planted discreetly. My flag on him.
And then Valdez saw a stat on Twitter that he stole and pretended like he did the research himself about Anthony Richardson throwing the ball away 25% of the time or something like that.
The highest percentage of
times in college football.
Yes.
So then
throws it away, smart player, lives to see another day, great quality and a first year starter.
So I had been saying, and the reason why we're talking about it, because Anthony Richardson had been mocked to the Commanders a few times. So I had been saying, I'm high on Anthony Richardson. He's got so much potential. This is what I like about him, but he's got a lot of question marks, right? No. Valdez went straight to, I'm telling you right now.
I don't sound like that.
Anthony Richardson's the best quarterback draft. Yeah, by far the best quarterback in the draft. And I went, okay, well, how can I? Valdez has now staked claim as the Anthony Richardson guy because he's better than Bryce Young.
Okay.
And now I can't have him anymore. So now Anthony Richardson is now Valdez's guy, and I have to
We made a trade. I traded Gatorade for Anthony Richardson.
I have to be a Will Levis guy.
die now or something. Did you know, so I can have a, you know, be my own contradiction. I don't know.
That's hey, great. Speaking of stealing.
Mm. Oh yeah.
My fiasco. Yeah.
Great content.
Mm-hmm.
I had so many messages from people that said following the AirPods like throughout DC was the most fascinating radio.
It was.
It was?
Oh yeah.
Did it come across that way?
Yes. I was listening immediately. So I listened on the podcast, but I will say it was so fascinating. I was hooked.
That's why I'm being buried with a mic. Yeah.
You should be buried with a police badge. Yeah. All that detective work you're doing.
If I actually worked that hard.
Wasn't it a rush?
It was a rush. Mm-hmm. I see why Jason wants to do a ride along so all the time.
Yeah.
It's like.
Also.
Here's the thing. What I can compare it to. I don't think Valdez really cared about the AirPods.
No, I didn't.
It's like an ex-girlfriend. It was the chase of him wanting her back. And so he just wanted to prove that he could get those AirPods back, but he didn't really care. Also, he probably wanted
prove
to yourself that you could do it, that you could chase down and find the bad guy.
No, it's because I didn't want that those losers
mm-hmm.
getting something for free, because they've probably smart. Done this before.
Aren't you stealing television? Every month.
What do you mean?
What do you care?
What are you talking about?
You're a liar and a thief.
What are you talking about?
You are also, you are two peas in a pod. You and this guy from Fort Washington.
Hold on. How dare you?
What?
How dare you put me in the same breath as that thief?
Are you or are you not lifting property?
Explain lifting.
Intellectual property.
I have a service. I subscribe to a service.
Okay. You are buying stolen property. Valdez's TV service costs $25 a month.
Yep. He has 15.
Yeah, 15. And he has 4,000 channels.
Yeah. Okay. 40,000 channels.
40,000 channels. Okay. And he tries to make it seem like it's on the up and up.
Like I'm some noble.
Yeah. He's walking knock at the cabin last weekend from home. But yeah. It's legit.
I saw it before I'm Night Shyamalan.
Right?
The knock at my doors from the police that are going to show up.
A knock and
take my internet provider television away. Hey, do you know what the worst feeling was about this, about the entire situation, about your car broken into?
What?
Isn't the feeling of being violated? It was this feeling that I was so nubs. It made me feel like
you didn't protect your
well, not just that. It was like I can't park on the street. I park on the street because I get here so early.
Why were you parking on the street? Tell the listeners why you were parking on the street.
That's where I park.
Why are you parking that spot?
Because there's spots on M Street and Half Street and L Street.
Because you found a spot that you were stealing every day because you weren't paying the meter.
No.
Because you knew they didn't ticket that alleyway.
They don't ticket you that alleyway at that time of day. Are you saying I deserve my car?
You might have deserved it.
You're victim shaming right now. Why are you victim shaming? All right, so I park on the street.
Right.
I park on the street because I'm able to park there for free.
Because you found a good spot where they don't.
Because the meter maid's too lazy
to go down this alleyway.
To go down those side streets.
So for the last 6 months,
For the last 6 months, I parked there for free.
Okay.
Instead of paying $250 to park in the garage under the building. Or $100 a month in cash and tips to the people at Homewood Suite.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it just made me feel so inadequate and so nubs, because the worst part about my car being broken into was the fact that I have to shell out $100 a month now to go pay for my parking. And that feeling of nubbiness was the worst part of the entire escapade and the entire ordeal of my car being broken into.
I know. Your plan,
$100 a month is a lot of money.
I know it is. Your plan was foiled, and now you have to. He's like, it's not like they didn't just steal your AirPods. They stole $100 yes, every exactly. month and will continue stealing it every month.
They stole from me in perpetuity.
Right. They really did. Because you can't park out there anymore.
That thief is like the Kevin O'Leary Shark Tank. Because now I got to give him $100 VIG every single month.
He's got a certain percentage of your paycheck every month.
Paycheck every month.
100%.
I'm going to think about this thief, because usually you have this traumatic crime that happens to you. You probably get over it within a year, but no. I'm going to have to think about this loser every single month that I give a $100 bill to the fine people at Homewood Suites.
Hey.
Who, by the way, I'm thankful they let me come back.
I know,
with my tail crawling back. They said, hey, where have you been? why do you have a big tarp on your window?
I had cancer. I'm back. Don't you have a car alarm?
Yeah, I do.
What happened?
I don't know what happened.
Maybe car alarms don't go off for broken windows. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's a major bummer. I felt bad for you. You've had a tough week.
I had a tough week.
We're going to reset you with the waste management party this weekend and the Super Bowl. You'll be back to normal on Monday.
Yeah,
I will. And we'll get old Valdez back.
Old Valdez back.
All right. Well, Clary had to step out. He had to go to a meeting, and it's been about an hour.
Yeah,
so
you noticed the lack of laughter the last 5 minutes.
He really is our laugh track.
He makes me feel good about myself.
You may not like Clary, but we love him.
No,
Clary's great on the show. All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl and the golf this weekend, and we will see you
Enjoy
on the Junkies. All right. Later, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.